Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're ready. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Praise God. Today is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice. We are glad in it. Amen. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. It's more than enough. More than you know. You are enough. You are enough. You've always been enough. Jireh. Praise the Lord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We ready? Good to see you, Weston. Praise the Lord. Everybody in media, you ready? You ready, Miguel? One, two. I am ready. I think this is it. That one, two, three, four, five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What happened there? That's you, not me. Are we okay here? We got the short. Okay. Something's wrong here, huh? A whole new one? Really? It can't be fixed? Really? Really? Haven't had it that long, right? One, two, three, four, five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Praise the Lord. That seems to be good. Gonna have to get the other one fixed up, man. That seems to be good, Chester. Gonna have to get the other one fixed up, though, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Praise the Lord. We're gonna have a great time. Great service. He's more than enough, always enough. He is. Praise God. 1, 2. That seems to be good, Chester. Excellent. What did you say? Keep on talking. Keep on talking. There is singing at the ancient gates. There's a melody of ceaseless praise, age to age. The sound is only getting stronger. There's a throne beneath the name of names. Praise God. Praise God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, Chester, can we get some music going? Thank you so much. That sounds good. Good morning. How are you? Great. Good to see you. Jason's still here? He is? Can you mute me, Chester? How do I mute myself here? Just switch it.
Got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end.
your hands together.
Good All right.
Everybody.
There we go.
Welcome to It's our worship time.
I want everybody to shout out a hallelujah this morning. I want you to get excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Somebody give him praise.
They're singing at the ancient gates. There's a melody of ceaseless praise. Age to age, the sound is only growing stronger. There's a throne beneath the name of names. There is seated on it one who reigns, and his kingdom now is here and getting closer. So praise him.
There is no night, every tear is wiped away. Oh, no, no sorrow. Yeah, oh, worship him with joyful sound. Oh, sing until your voice gives out. No matter where or who's around, release your worship. So worthy of it all. So bring your song he loves to hear it. Bring him every breath so clear it. Jesus, he's so worthy of it all.
We're going to make a declaration in this place.
The one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come.
Come on, say.
The one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come.
Somebody sing it like you know.
The one who was, the one who is, the one.
Sing along with me.
show the mercy in me. You're the kindness of dawn, my hope in every waking, and the strength I lean on. Every time it comes to sundown, and the night sets in, let my soul remember just how good you've been. And again, my heart will say, so I'm gonna lay my world down here at your feet. Look to the heavens for all I need. I'm gonna sing my heart out, praise on repeat to the God who's never given up on me. 'Cause you're the God
never giving
up on me.
Grace upon grace, morning by morning, day after day will I sing. Grace upon grace, God be exalted over and over again.
Sing. Oh, grace, grace upon grace, morning by morning,
day after day
will I sing.
Oh, grace,
grace upon grace, God be exalted over and over.
Nothing less than my own. surrender my all to Him.
Lift up His name, Jesus, the light of heaven, worthy of praise. Jesus, the King, is risen. He reigns in grace and power, worthy of praise forevermore. I surrender all to Thee, my precious Savior. I surrender all. Everybody in this room sing.
I surrender all.
We surrender all.
I surrender all to Thee, my precious Savior. I surrender all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All across this room, lift your voice. Give Him a praise. Come on, let your worship be known. Come on, pour out this morning. Church, now in this service, we would like to invite our prayer partners to come forward. If you're in need of prayer this morning, we invite you to come here to the front. Don't be shy, and we'll pray for you and agree in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lift up your song, 'cause you got a lion inside of you. Don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. So come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. You got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
One more time.
So come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. You got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
You deserve it all.
For from you are all things.
And to you are all things.
You deserve.
deserve. You deserve the glory. Yeah, you deserve.
You deserve the glory.
I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone are one to worship. You alone are worthy of. Sing, I will give.
I will give.
Yes, I will, God.
You all my worship.
Sing, I will.
I will give
you all my
you
praise.
All my praise.
Only you, God. You alone.
You alone.
Alone.
I long to worship.
You alone.
You alone.
Are worthy.
Are worthy
of my praise. Hallelujah.
That kind of worship will lead you right into the presence of God, lead you right into the throne room of God. Father, you're worthy. Lord Jesus, you're worthy. Family, if you mean that from your heart, just lift your hands before him and say, you're worthy. You're worthy of all honor. You're worthy of all praise. There's none like you. There's none above you, none before you. You are worthy of it all. Hallelujah. Everything we see with the naked eye in this natural world comes out of him. Nothing that was made without him. Amen. Everything we see and everything we don't see in the spirit realm, all of that comes out of him too. And he's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. We thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you what, I think when we step over into heaven one day, it'll take us a long time before we'll be able to stand up on our feet, because we'll realize just how worthy he is. Amen. Just how worthy he is. Praise God. Praise God. Well, welcome this morning to Ascend Church. We're so glad you're here. We are going to sing one more worship song, but I just wanted to welcome you all. Won't you turn and greet someone? Tell them, I'm so glad to see you in church today, and you may be seated. Praise God. Welcome to those that are watching online. Thank you for joining us today. I don't believe it's an accident. There's a way to experience church online that you can receive from the Lord. If you just get free of distractions and just focus on the word and focus on the music, and you can come right into the presence of God and receive everything you need today as well. Amen. Praise God. How good to see you in church today. Has everybody had a good week? We all survived another hurricane, right? Praise God. Well, I just want to say to those that are watching online, if you're watching on Facebook Live, go ahead and check in. Let us know where you're watching from. We have people that watch from all over the world, and we're glad you're joining us today. Go ahead and share the live stream. If you'd like to do that, it's a way to reach out to your family, to your friends. You've got a sphere of influence that you never know what someone needs today. They may be just needing a word from the Lord, and you share that, and that's the answer that they need. Amen. And if you don't have our app yet, go and download that, because that's just another method for us to minister to you. It's a lot of resources, Bible reading plan, all kinds of things on there that you can access, messages, various ways that you can watch. Always, sure, everybody knows that. Where else would you get an app? Walmart. No. Just always, we mention these things because sometimes people ask us the question, but just remind you of different ways that you can watch. For those of you that are watching, sometimes you have Facebook go down, what have you. You can watch on ascendchurch.us. You can watch on our Ascend Church app. You can watch on YouTube, Ascend Church Jupiter. And all of those things are accessible after the fact. So if you go out and you say, I want to hear that again, I need to hear that again, you go ahead and just watch it on one of those channels, and obviously on Facebook Live, which is available afterwards as well. But I want to welcome anyone who's visiting us for the first time today. We love having visitors in our church, don't we? And if you are here for the first time, we want to welcome you. I did meet a couple of people before the service, but just wave your hand if you're here for the first time. Not quite, but God bless you. And yes, go ahead. Thank you. We have another guest too. We're so glad that you've joined us. And we ask you, just there's a guest card, if you wouldn't mind just filling that out. We'd appreciate that. And we're going to pass our register by. Go ahead and fill out your name. Let us know you're here. It really helps us. Sometimes Pastor Steve will say, didn't you see so-and-so on Sunday? And either one of us, if we did or didn't, so let us know that you were here. It really helps us through the week. And you can stay in touch online if you want to. Anybody does not receive our texts and you'd like to, go ahead and text the word ASCEND to 561-745-5404 and you'll get our weekly text. So thank you for doing that. I just want to remind you, before we go into our last worship song, of our four main purposes of our church. The first one is that you would know God. I'm coming to know Him daily, weekly, monthly. Amen. How about you? And today we're going to have a new dimension to that. But second of all, that you would find freedom in every area of your life. Thirdly, you discover your purpose. And fourthly, that you'd make a difference with your life. Amen. And you can lead us into the next song.
Yes.
Do that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Won't you stand up with us? We're going to stand one more time. We're going to worship the Lord one last time. You know, that's what we do. We give God praise. We come here today to lift up the name of Jesus. We've come here to give Him glory. He is worthy. Like you said earlier, He's worthy of it all. He's worthy of all praise and all honor. Amen? How many of you believe that God supplies all your needs? Everybody. You believe God supplies all your needs? Well, let's sing it like we believe it today. We're going to sing this song called Jireh. Right? Jireh. And it's all about the fact that our God, one of His names is Jehovah Jireh. Did you know that? Do you know that the Lord has many different names? He's known as El Shaddai. That means the God who's more than enough. He's known as Jehovah Jireh. That means the Lord who provides. He's known as Jehovah Rapha. That means the Lord who heals. There's actually 9 redemptive names. Because you can't describe God with one name. In fact, when they said to Jesus, you know, who are you? He said, I am that I am. When God spoke to Moses from the burning bush, and Moses said, who shall I say sent me? He said, tell them, I am that I am. But you know why He's I am? Because He's everything you need. He's your provider, He's your healer, He's your protector, He's your deliverer, He's your savior, He's the one who guides you, He's your peace, He's your strength, He's your joy, He's everything that you need today. So let's tell Him, let's worship Him. Everybody, let's lift our voices and let's lift our hands and let's just worship the Lord today. Let Him know that our trust is in Him.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You would cross an ocean so I wouldn't drown. You've never been closer than you are right now. 'Cause you are Jireh. You are enough. You are
Jireh.
You are enough.
I will be content in every circumstance.
You are
Jireh.
You are
enough.
Forever enough, always enough, it's more than enough. Forever enough, always enough, you're more than enough.
I don't wanna forget how I feel right now. On the mountaintop, I can see so clear what it's all about. So stay by my side till the sun goes down. Don't wanna fall.
How I feel right now,
Jireh.
You are
enough.
Oh, you are
Jireh.
You are enough. I will be
content in every circumstance.
You are
Jireh.
Always enough, you're more than enough.
You are
forever enough, always enough, it's more than enough. I know who I am, I'm already chosen. I know who I am, and I know what you've spoken. I'm already loved. Can imagine, 'cause that is enough. I'm already loved.
Already loved.
Already chosen.
I'm already chosen.
I know who I am.
I know who I am.
I know what you've spoken.
I know what you've spoken.
I'm already loved.
I'm already loved.
More than I can imagine.
More than I can imagine.
Every circumstance.
Jesus, you are Jireh.
You are.
You are
enough. Oh, you are enough. You are enough. Yeah.
More than you ask, think, or imagine. According to his power, he's working it up. He's more than enough. It's more than you ask, think, or imagine.
According to his power,
he's working it up. It's more than enough. Somebody help me say, it's more than you ask, think, or imagine.
According to his power, he's working in us. It's more than enough.
It's more than you ask, think, or imagine.
According to his power, he's working in us.
How much more?
It's more than enough.
Oh, how much more?
It's more than
you ask, think, or imagine. It's more than you ask, think, or imagine.
According to his power, he's working it up.
Oh, how much more?
It's more than enough.
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 How much more?
It's more than enough.
So we sing Jireh.
About anything. You said that if God clothes the grass of the field and if God feeds the birds of the air, how much more valuable are we to Him, and how much more will he not take care of us? You said, Lord Jesus, you said all we got to do is if we will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things that we need will be added and given to us. We thank you, Lord, today that you are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you that you are our generous provider. We thank you that you are the God who supplies all of our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you that you are faithful. We thank you, Lord, that you love us. We thank you, Lord, that you've chosen us. We thank you, Lord, that you have appointed us, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise today. We are grateful for your goodness, Lord. We are grateful for your faithfulness. You're faithful to fulfill every promise that you've made. We thank you, Lord, that we can depend on you. We can trust in you. We can rest in you. We can have peace in you, Lord. We do not have to worry no matter what we may face because you are Jehovah Jireh and you take care of us. And we give you praise today in Jesus' name. If you agree with that, say amen, somebody. Amen and amen. One more time, I want you to turn to someone that you don't know, if you can, or someone you haven't greeted, and just greet them and tell them you're glad to see them. Tell them they look good today. Praise the Lord. I want to say thank you to our worship team, our singers, our musicians. Do a wonderful job every Sunday. We appreciate you. Amen. You're a blessing to us. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. Are you ready for God's word today? Ask your neighbor, are you ready? Because I'm ready today. I am ready to preach today. I am fired up, Tony, and I am ready to preach. We are in a series called The Power of Faith. And this is part number 6. And if you have missed any of these, then I would encourage you to go back and you can watch the series, on, as my wife said earlier, on our app. I find that's the easiest way for me because it's all loaded week by week. And so you can watch it on our app or you can watch it on our YouTube channel. But I really would encourage you to watch this whole series. You know, Jesus said that anything is possible for someone who has faith. Tell your neighbor, anything is possible if you will have faith. The Bible says that faith is what gives substance to the things that we hope for. Faith gives substance to your hopes. Faith pulls God's promises into the realm of reality. Faith is what activates God's miracle-working power in your life. Faith is what brings victories in your life. The Bible says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. We are commanded numerous times, we are commanded to live by faith, to walk by faith. The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. You cannot please God without faith. The Bible says that without faith, you cannot receive anything from God. You cannot receive anything from God without faith. So understanding faith and how it works, I think, is the most important thing that you can ever learn. Because you can't receive anything from God without it. You can't please God without it. Amen? So today, in part 6, I want to speak to you about how that faith is a confident rest. When you are living and walking by faith, you do it from a place, you experience a confident rest. Jesus wants you to live in rest. In Matthew 11 verse 28, Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Say, Jesus wants me to live in rest. The word rest, I looked it up in the dictionary, and the word rest means to be at ease, to be free from anxieties, to be free from strain or disturbance, to have peace of mind or peace of spirit. It means to rest, means to trust. It means to remain confident. It means to have no worry, no stress, no negativity, no anxiety, no fear, no complaining. God wants us to live in rest. And the book of Hebrews talks a lot about this rest, especially Hebrews chapter 3 and Hebrews chapter 4. But let me read here from Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 1. It says, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. Now, it's talking about the children of Israel, that the word of God, that's what it's referring to. The word of God was preached to them, but they didn't mix faith with God's word, and so they didn't enter into his rest. It says in verse 3, for we who have believed do enter that rest. And the New Living Translation says, for only we who believe can enter that rest. You can only live and enter into this place of rest when you are living and operating by faith, when you are believing what God says in his word. And the Message Bible says, if we believe, we'll experience that state of resting, but not if we don't have faith. So you see, you can't operate or live in this place of having rest if you're not operating in faith. Amen? I want to read that same passage from the Passion Translation. It says, now the promise of entering into God's rest is still for us today. So we must be extremely careful to ensure that we will embrace the fullness of that promise and not fail to experience it. For we have heard the good news of deliverance just as they did, yet they didn't join their faith with the word. Instead, what they heard didn't affect them deeply, for they doubted. For those of us who believe, faith activates the promise and we experience the realm of confident rest. Say, I believe, and my faith activates God's promises, and I am living in the realm of confident rest. You see, when you are truly operating in faith, you experience confident rest. If you are not experiencing confident rest, then you're not operating in faith. And if you're not operating in faith, you can't experience confident rest. In Proverbs 3, verse 25, the Bible says, you will not be subject to terror, for it will not terrify you, nor will the disrespectful be able to push you aside, because God is your confidence in times of crisis, keeping your heart at rest in every situation. Can you notice how confidence and rest go together? When you have confidence in God, which is another word for faith or trust in God, then you experience this rest. In Hebrews 2 verse 13, it says, my confidence rests in God. Say, my confidence rests in God. And the same scripture in the New King James Version says, I will put my trust in him. My confidence rests in God. I will put my trust in him. So I want you to see how trust and rest and faith, they all go together. Hebrews 3 and 4 talks a lot about the Israelites. They refused to enter into that place of rest because they wouldn't believe what God said. They wouldn't trust what God told them. So they didn't enter into the promised land. God had delivered them from slavery in Egypt, but they still refused to trust him. Even after they saw 10 amazing miracles, they kept on complaining. They just didn't stop complaining. I'm telling you, you just read it, man. In Hebrews 3 verse 19, it says, so we see because of their unbelief, they were not able to enter into his rest. And the Living Bible says, because they didn't trust him, they didn't enter into his rest. You see, you can't enter into God's rest without faith. And you cannot be in faith without being at rest. So resting in God is trusting in him. And trusting in him is resting in him. In Hebrews 4 verse 6, it says, those who first heard the good news of deliverance failed to enter into that realm of faith's rest because of their unbelieving hearts. Yet the fact remains that we still have the opportunity to enter into this faith rest life and experience the fulfillment of the promise. Let me skip down to verse number 9 in Hebrews chapter 4. It says, there remains therefore a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. So God is telling us, look, the children of Israel, they heard the word of God, they didn't believe it, they doubted God, they didn't enter into rest. Let's not make that same mistake today. God, there's still a rest that remains for the people of God. In fact, the Passion Translation says, so that no one falls short by following the same pattern of doubt and unbelief. God says we must make every effort. We must be diligent to enter into that place of rest. My goal today is that you would walk out of here and you would understand what it means to live your life at a place of rest and peace and trust where you're not worried about anything, you're not stressed about anything. You don't have any fears. You don't have any anxieties. You are living in peace. That's when you're living in faith. Are you with me this morning? Another definition for rest, it also means to be calm, to cease work or movement in order to relax. It means rest is something that is used for support, to place something so that it's supported in a specified position. In other words, you know, sometimes, it's been a while, but I like to go to the target range. I like to shoot at the target range. And so if you're shooting a rifle, it's good to have something to rest your rifle on. It takes all of the, you know, the stress off of you. Well, that just like you rest something onto something for support, you've got a resting God like that, where you trust in him, you lean on him. You depend on him. Are you with me so far? And the Bible says only those who believe can enter into this rest. See, this rest is the place where we know that the Lord is with us. We know that the Lord is in control. We know that God is fighting our battles. But you see, here's the key. Once you enter into this rest, you're not going to automatically stay at a place of rest, because I have found that life is full of peace stealers. There are lots of things that try and steal your peace. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? There'll always be circumstances and people trying to pull you out of rest, trying to pull you out of peace. The enemy's going to do his best to get you out of this place of rest because he's trying to steal your faith. And if he can get you out of a place of rest, if he can get you in a place of stress and worry and anxiety, then he's going to steal your faith. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:12 that we must fight the good fight of faith. There is a fight to faith because the enemy is after our faith. And he's continually trying to steal our faith. He's continually trying to pull us out of rest and pull us out of peace and pull us out of faith. He's continually trying to come against us. You see, the opposite of rest is to be disturbed, to be agitated, to be stressed out, to be worried, anxious, fearful. That's the opposite of rest. And that's why the scripture tells us in Proverbs 4 verse 23, it says, more than anything that you guard, protect your mind, for your life flows from it. More than anything you protect, the Bible says, protect your mind. And in fact, In another translation, the English Revised Version says, above all, be careful what you think, because your thoughts control your life. Tell your neighbor, your thoughts control your life. What you think is controlling your life. And if you're going to live in peace, you've got to protect your mind. You cannot allow just anything to come into your mind, because your faith and your rest is affected by what you think and by what you say. And what you think and what you say is determined by what you hear and by what you see. Let me say that again. Your faith and rest is affected by what you think and by what you say. And what you think and what you say is determined by what you hear and by what you see. So you got to be careful to be hearing God's word and thinking about God's word. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do you build your faith up? By hearing God's word. As you sit here today, your faith is being built up. Because I'm preaching God's word to you. Amen? So the more you think on God's word and the more you hear God's word, the stronger your faith's going to be. The less you hear God's word, you see, most of us, we come to church once on Sunday. Some of us don't even do that. But even if you did come to church every Sunday, how many of you know that you go the whole week where you've got things coming at your mind, things on the news and things going around you that's trying to take your peace away? See, you can't be hearing God's word just on Sunday morning. You got to be hearing God's word every single day. That's why we record these sermons and we have them on our app and we have them on our YouTube so that you can listen to it more than once or listen to other preachers. I listen to other preachers too. You've got to keep building your faith by hearing God's word. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3, it says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Notice, it says when your mind is stayed on God and when your mind is stayed on the word of God, you're going to have peace. The New Living Translation says you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. So that's why we got to protect our mind. You can't watch the news 24 hours a day and expect to live at rest and expect to live in peace. Your mind was not designed. It wasn't meant to take in all the tragedies and all the accidents and all the killings over and over and over. That's going to pull you out of rest. Let me tell you, do yourself a favor. Turn it off. Be careful what you feed your mind and what you feed your heart. If you watch the news constantly, you're going to live stressed out and worried and anxious. You can't feed on all that negative information and discouragement and expect to stay positive and filled with faith. You've got to protect your mind and be thinking about what God says. Now, I like to watch the news. You know, I like to know what's going on. But I find I can't watch it too much. Because if I watch it too much, I start getting anxious. You know, a little bit concerned, a little bit mad. I've got to switch that off and focus on what God says. Read and listen to what God says. That's good news that'll build you up. It'll cause you to stay positive and hopeful and filled with faith and peace and at rest. And, you know, if you don't have confident rest and peace, then I encourage you to build your faith by hearing God's word. That's the best thing you can do. Is keep building your faith. But if you're feeling, you know, you don't have that peace and rest and you're a bit stressed out, you've got to keep feeding your heart on God's word. In Proverbs 1 verse 33, the Bible says, the one who always listens to me will live undisturbed in a heavenly peace, free from fear, confident, courageous. That one will rest unafraid and sheltered from the storms of life. Isn't that a great scripture? The enemy's going to do everything he can to get you out of rest. He'll try and bring fear to you, bring doubt to you, try and get you to worry. He'll remind you of the problems you're facing. But Jesus told us in John 16, verse 33, he said, everything I've taught you is so that the peace which is in me will be in you and will give you great confidence as you rest in me. For in this unbelieving world, you will experience trouble and sorrows. But you must be courageous, for I have conquered the world. Jesus is telling us, no matter what you face in the world, you can have the same peace that he had. See, often, we often use our faith to try and control the circumstances around us and try and change things around us. And that's, you know, that's part of faith. But I've found that I also need to use my faith to control myself in the midst of my circumstances. Because if I can stay at rest and I can stay at peace when the storms of life come, that's what allows God to do amazing things. That's what allows God to fight my battles for me. God never said we wouldn't have difficulties. He did say we can have peace in the midst of them. And so when you face adversity, one of the most powerful things you can do is simply stay peaceful, stay at rest, stay calm. Because when you're at peace, you are proving to God that you trust him. By your actions, you're saying, Lord, I know you're still on the throne. I know you are bigger than anything that I can face. I know there's nothing too hard for you. God, you see, that's what you're saying. When you stay at peace, when you stay at rest. Amen. When the Israelites came out of slavery in Egypt, and they were on their way to the promised land. And they were so happy. They were finally free. But then Pharaoh changed his mind. Came chasing after them. They came to the Red Sea. They had the Egyptian army behind them. The Red Sea in front of them. They had nowhere to go. It looked hopeless, impossible. And instead of staying in faith and rest and peace and knowing God had delivered them before and he would do it again, they got all upset. And they started complaining. Oh, Moses, why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? It was better to serve the Egyptians. We had it better off, you know, when we were slaves. And Moses knew, man, he had to get them out of that negative mentality or they would be defeated. And I love what Moses told them in Exodus 14, verse 13. He said to them, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you will see again no more forever. For the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. Moses said, listen, these Egyptians you see, you're never going to see them again. The Lord's going to fight for you. God's going to fight this battle. All you got to do is remain at peace, remain at rest. Hold your peace and watch and see what God does. Let me tell you, that is an amazing principle. That God will fight my battles if I will remain at peace and if I will remain at rest. God is able to fight on my behalf. Because some of you are facing some major challenges right now. But you're constantly wrestling with that problem. You're so worried about it, you're not sleeping. You're not sleeping at night. You're trying to fix this person or you're trying to pay someone back who did you wrong. You're all wrought up. But if you want God to take care of that problem, you've got to give it to him and trust him. You've got to come back to that place of peace because that's what shows God that you really are believing him when you are at rest and when you are at peace. The Bible says in Philippians 4 verse 6, don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs. And don't forget to thank him for his answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. Huh? 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, give all your worries and your cares to God because he cares for you. Give your worries to God. Jesus said in Mark 5, verse 36, when they heard, Jesus heard what they said. He said, Jairus, don't worry. Just have faith. You see, you can't worry and have faith at the same time. They're opposites. Worry and faith are opposites. And Jesus said in Luke 21, verse 14, make up your mind not to worry. Can I tell you, I've made up my mind. I'm not going to worry. If Jesus said that I never need to worry, then I believe that I never need to worry. Amen. My mother used to tell me, Steve, if you're not going to worry, I'll worry for you. No, you don't need to worry for me. You don't have to worry for yourself. Jesus said you never need to worry. See, worry will steal your peace. Worry will steal your rest. Worry will choke your faith. Jesus said in Luke 8, verse 14, the seed that fell among the thorns represents those who listen and believe God's words, but whose faith afterwards is choked out by worry. Do you know that worry will choke out your faith? Abraham didn't worry because that's why he had such strong faith. He refused to worry. Look at it in Romans 4, verse 19. Because his faith was so strong, he didn't worry about the fact that he was too old to be a father at the age of 100 and that Sarah, his wife, at 90 was too old to have a baby. Abraham didn't worry about it. He didn't sit worrying, well, how are we ever going to, how's God going to ever fulfill this promise of us having a child? I'm 100 or I'm just about 100. My wife's 90. She can't have children. He didn't worry about it. See, you can't worry and be in faith at the same time. Instead of worrying, what should you do? Ask God to help you. Give that worry to Him. And then trust Him to take care of it. And then you'll experience God's peace and God's rest in your life. I mean, think about Daniel. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den because he refused to stop praying. But he didn't get upset and stressed out and worried. He didn't stay up all night praying, Lord, please help me, protect me. No, he stayed in peace. In fact, the king, King Darius, was so worried about Daniel that he couldn't sleep. But Daniel walked into the lion's den, laid down, and went to sleep. Now, I don't know about you, but have you ever seen a lion? Have you ever been close up? I've been close up to a lion. The last thing in the world I'm going to do is go to sleep. I'll have one eye on him all night long. But Daniel just went to sleep. Right in the middle of his storm, his attitude was, I know, Lord, I know you're in control. You're on the throne. And if I die tonight, I'm going to come home to heaven and be with you. But if it's not my time, I know all the forces of darkness can't take me. So I'm just going to relax. I'm going to keep my peace. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to enjoy my life. That was his attitude. He remained stable. He remained at peace, at rest. And that's what allows God to work in your life. God protected him and God delivered him. But when we're worried and when we're anxious and when we're fearful, really we tie the hands of Almighty God because He can't move like He wants to because faith is what God responds to. You can't receive anything from God without faith. And what's amazing to me with the story of Daniel is that the king's decree was only for 30 days. I mean, Daniel could have just stopped praying for 30 days and he would have never been thrown into the lion's den. And that's what most Christians would do today. They would be like, okay, I'll stop praying for 30 days. But Daniel didn't, man. He kept on trusting God and obeying God and staying in rest, and he kept on praying. You see, the enemy's going to try and steal your peace, and you've got to protect your peace because the enemy will try and steal it. Often he'll try to use people to steal your peace, to get you out of that place of rest. In fact, there are some people, I'm convinced, they are just peace stealers. They think it's their calling in life to aggravate you, try and make you look bad, to tell you what you can do and what you can't do. They'll try and bait you into an argument, try and get you upset, annoyed, frustrated. I want to encourage you, don't take their bait, man. They are not, nobody's worth losing your peace over. Nobody is worth giving up your rest over. You are not who they say you are. You are who God says you are. And if you'll stay in peace and just, you know, keep honoring the Lord. God will promote you right in front of them. David said in Psalm 23, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That means God will elevate you so that all those who came against you and try to keep you down, they will see it, they will witness it. No matter what comes your way, you should have the attitude, man, I know that God's in control. He's with me, He's for me, and everything's going to be all right. He's on my side, and everything is going to be all right. I try to find a place in the Bible where it says everything's going to be all right. And I did find it. In Jude 1 verse 2, from the Message translation, it says, relax, everything's going to be all right. Rest, everything's coming together. Tell your neighbor, everything's going to be all right. Tell him, relax. Tell him, rest. It's all coming together. I love that, man. Let that get in your heart. Relax. Everything's going to be all right. Well, I heard they're laying off people at your company. Your attitude should be, yes, but God is my source. My God supplies all my needs. Everything's going to be all right. Well, I heard you got a bad report from the doctor. Yes, but I got another report. It says God's restoring health back to me. Everything's going to be all right. You see, some of us have been wrestling with that situation month after month, and we've been anxious, you've been worried about it. But God is saying, Psalm 46, verse 10, be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God. The Contemporary English Version says, calm down and learn I'm God. The Passion Bible says, surrender your anxiety and realize, be still and realize I'm God. Don't be anxious, don't be worried. Surrender your anxiety. Realize I'm still God. God's Word translation says, let go of your concerns. Then you will know that I'm God. You see, if you will stay at peace and at rest and give all your worries and your concerns over to the Lord, then you will see God will fight for you. And everything will be all right. Everything will come together. Because sometimes God doesn't deliver us from the storm, but He takes us and protects us through the storm. See, there's two kinds of faith. There's a delivering kind of faith, and there's a sustaining kind of faith. And the delivering kind of faith is when God instantly turns it around, and we all love that, man. But most of the time, God gives us sustaining faith. That's when we've got the grace to walk through that difficulty. And if you don't understand this, you'll try and pray away every challenge and fight against anything you don't like, and you'll just end up frustrated. But if you live in peace and live in rest, no matter what comes against you, you trust God's fighting for you, and everything's going to be all right, and everything's going to work out. All things are working for your good. Amen. That's why I love Joseph. Even though it wasn't fair what happened to Joseph in the Bible, he didn't fight it. He didn't get bitter. He embraced it. He kept being his best. He kept staying in peace, and God brought him out on top. That's called sustaining faith. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They were commanded that they must bow down to the king's idol. The king Nebuchadnezzar set up a big idol, and if they didn't, anyone who didn't bow down to the idol would be thrown into a burning fiery furnace. Have you ever heard about this story? How did they respond? They were just teenagers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Daniel 3 verse 16, look what they said. They said, oh Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us from your hand, O king. You talk about their boldness, man. Their attitude was, we're not worried. We know our God will deliver us. We know everything's going to be all right. And they weren't stressed out and complaining and upset. They were calm. They were at rest. And you know the story. The Bible says King Nebuchadnezzar became so angry, he told them to turn up the furnace 7 times. And his strongest warriors tied up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and threw them into the burning fiery furnace. The furnace was so hot that the soldiers who threw them in were killed by the flames. But then something amazing happened. Verse 24, then King Nebuchadnezzar, he was astonished. And he rose in haste and he spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? And they said, true, king. And he said, look, I see four men, and they're loose, and they're walking around the midst of the fire, and they're not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. What's going on? We threw in three men. They were bound up. Now I see four men, and they're walking around. They're not hurt, and the fourth man looks like the Son of God. Who was that fourth man in the burning fiery furnace? Can I tell you, you see him throughout the Bible. In Genesis, he's the seed of woman. In Exodus, he's the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's our high priest. In Numbers, he's the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he's the prophet like Moses. In Joshua, he's the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he's our judge and lawgiver. In Ruth, he's our kinsman and our redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, he's our trusted prophet. In 1 and 2 Kings, he's our reigning king. In 1 and 2 Chronicles, he's the Shekinah glory filling the temple. In Ezra, he's our faithful scribe. In Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of the broken walls of life. In Esther, he's our Mordecai. In Job, he's our ever-living redeemer. Because Job said, I know my redeemer lives. Who is the fourth man in the burning fiery furnace? In Psalms, he is our shepherd who restores our soul. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he's our wisdom. In the Song of Solomon, he's our lover and bridegroom. In Isaiah, he's the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, he's the righteous branch. In Lamentations, he's our weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he's the wonderful four-faced man. In Daniel, he's the fourth man in the burning fiery furnaces of life. Who is the fourth man? In Hosea, he's the faithful husband. He's forever married to the backslider. In Joel, he's the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. In Amos, he's our burden bearer. In Obadiah, he's the mighty one who saves. In Jonah, he's the forgiving God of another chance. In Micah, he's the messenger with beautiful feet. In Nahum, he's the avenger of God's elect. In Habakkuk, he's God's evangelist crying for revival. In Zephaniah, he's the restorer of God's lost heritage. In Haggai, he's the cleansing fountain open in the house of David. In Zechariah, he's the pierced son. In Malachi, he's the son of righteousness, rising with healing in his wings. Who is this fourth man in the burning fiery furnace? In Matthew, he's the Messiah. In Mark, he's the wonder worker. In Luke, he's the son of man. In John, he's the son of God. In Acts, he's the giver of the power of the Holy Ghost. In Romans, he's our justifier. In 1 and 2 Corinthians, he's our sanctifier. In Galatians, he's the redeemer from the curse of the law. In Philippians, he's the God who supplies all our needs. In Colossians, he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he's our soon and coming king. In 1 and 2 Timothy, he's the mediator between God and man. In Titus, he's our faithful pastor. In Philemon, he's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. Who's this fourth man in the burning fiery furnace? In the book of Hebrews, he's the blood of the everlasting covenant. In James, he's our great physician. In 1 and 2 Peter, he is the chief shepherd who will appear very soon with 10,000 of his angels. In 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, he is love. And in Jude, he's the Lord coming with 10,000 of his saints. Revelation, he's the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Who is this fourth man in the burning fiery furnace? He is Abel's sacrifice. He's Noah's rainbow. He is Abraham's ram. He's Isaac's wells. He's Jacob's scepter. He's Moses' rod. He's Joshua's sun and moon that stood still. He's Elijah's mantle, Elisha's staff, Gideon's fleece, Samuel's horn of oil. He's David's slingshot. He is Hezekiah's sundial. He's Daniel's vision. He's Amos's burden. He's Malachi's son of righteousness. Who is the fourth man in the burning fiery furnace? He's the miracle worker. He's the one who heals the sick. He's the one who raises the dead. He's the one who walks on the water. He makes the blind see. He makes the deaf to hear. He calms the raging seas. He feeds the multitude with two fish and five loaves. He's Peter's shadow. He's Stephen's signs and wonders. He's Paul's handkerchiefs and aprons. He's John's pearly white city. Who is this fourth man in the burning fiery furnace? He is the father to the orphan. He's the husband to the widow. He's the bright morning star. He's the lily of the valley. He is the honey in the rock. He's the express image of God's glory. He is the King of glory. He is the pearl of great price. He is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the Son of the living God. Can you say amen? That's who that fourth man was in the burning fiery furnace. Amen. And that's the one who's with you. Now, what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? What happened? It says that Nebuchadnezzar, he went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and he spoke and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God. He changed his tune. Come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and the satraps, the administrators, the governors, and the king's counselors, they gathered together and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed. Their garments were not affected. They had not even the smell of fire. They didn't even smell like smoke. Their hair wasn't even singed. And Nebuchadnezzar spoke and he said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and not yielded their bodies that they should not serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no God who can deliver like this. And the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. He promoted them. He will sit, prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. God didn't deliver them from the furnace, but he protected them through the fire. They came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. Let me tell you, if you are only going to stay at rest, if God does things your way, no. You've got to let God do things his way. Because if you're only going to be happy if it happens your way on your timetable, you're probably going to end up frustrated. Because God's ways are not always our ways. His ways are higher than our ways. Amen? His thoughts are higher. His timetable may not line up with your timetable, but I have found that God's way is much better than my way. I mean, it may take a little longer. I might go through some difficulty, but when everything's said and done, you're going to come out of it promoted, increased, elevated, restored, and better off than what you were before. That's what the Bible says in Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fires of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Psalm 66, verse 12. We went through the fire. We went through the flood. But you brought us to a place of great abundance. Another translation, the Passion Bible says, we passed through the fire. We passed through the flood. Yet in the end, you always bring us out better than we were before, saturated with your goodness. Say, Lord, I thank you. No matter what I go through, you always bring me out better than I was before. I'm going to tell you now, God is about to turn that around for you. He's about to amaze you with his goodness. When you remain at rest and you remain at peace, God will bring you out. You might be in the fire. You might be going through some deep waters. But if you hold your peace, if you will stay at rest, let me tell you, the favor of God is going to turn that thing around for you. Favor is headed your way. Breakthroughs are headed your way. Maybe you're in a situation, you know, like Joseph, where you're not being treated right. If you will remain calm and at rest and at peace, I'm going to tell you now, promotion is coming. Vindication is coming. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. You got to be still and know that he is God. You got to be at peace. You got to be at rest. Some of you are in the fire right now. You're in a difficult time right now. You could easily be, you know, depressed, discouraged, worried, anxious, but you need to come back to that place of rest, and you need to know God has favor in your future. God already has the solution before you even encountered that problem. And in Isaiah 30, verse 15, I'll close with this. It says, this is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. Only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength. Amen. You're going to have a greater strength when you're at rest. That's when God can fight for you. Faith is a rest. Faith is a confidence. Faith is what gives you rest and confidence. You can't enter into faith without rest, and you can't enter into rest without faith. When you live and you walk by faith, you will see God do amazing things for you. You cannot receive anything from Him without faith. You cannot please Him without faith. But Jesus said anything is possible to someone who has faith. And I don't know about you, but I've determined that I'm going to enter and walk this life of faith. I'm going to believe what God says. I'm going to say what God says. I'm going to act like God's word is true. And you watch the power of faith move mountains out of your life and release amazing blessings and favor in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you receive this today? Did you get something out of this today? Give God praise if you did. Give Him thanks if you did. Father, we thank You and we praise You today for Your goodness. We thank You, Lord, that You are faithful to fulfill every promise You've made. We thank You, Lord, that we can rest in You. We can trust in You. We can have this confident peace, knowing no matter what we may face, Jesus, You said we will have trouble in the world, but we must be of good cheer. Because You've already overcome the world and You are on our side, and greater is He who is in us than he that is in the world. And we know that if God be for us, what can stand against us? We know, Lord, that You cause all things to work for our good. You take what the enemy meant for our harm and You turn it to our advantage. Thank You, Lord, that we never have to worry. We never have to be anxious. We never have to be stressed out. We can trust and rest in You. You are fighting our battles, Lord, and we give You praise. We thank You that You are more than enough. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God who is more than enough. El Shaddai, we thank You and we praise You. While you have your head bowed and while you have your eyes closed, I want to pray right now for anyone that is here this morning. If you are not sure where you stand with God today, if you're not sure if all is right, if all is well between you and the Lord, let me ask you this question. If you were to die today, can you say that you know for sure? You know that you would go to heaven? Or would you have to be honest? Say, Pastor Steve, if I died today, I hope I'd go to heaven. I do believe in God. I'm a member of such and such a church. But I can't say that I'm absolutely certain, that I know for sure that I would go to heaven. Listen, I'm not asking you if you belong to a church. I'm not asking you even if you believe in God. I'm asking you, are you sure if you died today that you know for certain that you would go to heaven? Because the good news is you can know that for certain. You can walk out of here today knowing that all is right, all is well between you and the Lord, knowing that every mistake and every sin that you ever committed, it's forgiven and it's washed away. And you can walk out of here knowing that when you die, heaven is where you are going to spend eternity. There is a heaven that awaits us. Heaven, it's a real place. There's a heaven to gain. There is a hell to shun. I want to pray for you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to ask you to stand up. But right where you're sitting, while we have our heads bowed, if you say, Pastor Steve, pray for me, include me in that prayer that you're about to pray. I want to make sure when I die, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Pray for me. If that's you, just quickly lift your hand up high right now. Lift up your hand. I'm looking for hands. If your hand is raised, you're included in this prayer this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, look up at me for a moment. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I came to church today. I preached myself happy today. My faith is built up. How many of you feel like your faith got built up a bit today? Amen?
One. I tell you what, you're preaching to me, right? You're preaching to you. I love the Word of God because it never fails to strengthen your faith. Amen? I love it. I'm gonna refuse to worry this week. Refuse anxiety. Amen. Now's the time in the service where we have the opportunity to give into the kingdom of God. And I almost felt like having them sing Jireh again, because let me tell you, that message that comes through on that, the message that comes through on that is encouraging us to trust Him to provide for us. And sometimes you have to really be encouraged, because circumstances look like that's not happening, right? Like Pastor Steve said, you look at what the news is saying, and you look at, your bank account, you look at unexpected bills that come your way, and it looks the opposite. And so we've got to go back to the Word of God. And I wanted to read a scripture from Psalm 35. Before I do, let me just say there's various ways to give. For those that are watching online, you can go ahead and on ascendchurch.us you can give. And there's all of these are secure ways to give. We're leaning away from PayPal. Forget them. Let's just go with the others. But it's very simple. Or there's an envelope in the seat where you are right there. But I'm going to read you a verse from Psalm 35. It says, verse 27, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. You know, sometimes we've got to get past just that thought that God wants to bless me. That is a, you know, that goes against what you may have heard growing up. You think God wants you to have suffering and trouble and hardships good for you and blah. But let me ask you this. How do you feel about your children? Do you want to bless them? Do you get happy when you see something good happening for them? You know, we were in Miami and our son this week, they went away for, they were given a trip to Israel for 9 days. We were so thrilled for them, because that's what a parent feels. We want them blessed. We want them, and God is the same way with you. So don't ever, you know, have that wonder about whether God wants to bless you. We could just, for the sake of time, I only read that one verse, but there are multiple verses where God is your Father and He wants to bless you. However, we've got to attach our faith. We've got to connect our faith with it. That's why this verse even says, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in prospering me. Amen. And we're going to make our confession of faith over. We used to do this every week, and I like to do it, because what you're doing is you're speaking words of faith out of your mouth as you give. Amen. And as you prepare yourself to give, thank you to those that give online, those that give reoccurring giving. Our church is financed by the generous, faithful tithes and offerings of God's people. So thank you for that. And as you prepare yourself, let's make this confession together. Now, some of these may not apply to you. Maybe it's about jobs and better jobs and you're retired. But let's say it together, because we believe in God with one another for our needs to be met in every area. Say this. Say, because I support God's kingdom by tithing and giving, God has pleasure in my prosperity. Therefore, I am believing God for. Is anybody believing God for anything? We believe in God. I'm believing God for. Say it again. I'm believing God for jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, favorable settlements, estates and inheritances, blessings and increase, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, finding money, bills paid off. You want some bills paid off? I believe the Bible says the blessing of Abraham, he says, you'll lend to many nations and you'll never need to borrow. That's a confession we make. Amen. Say, I believe for interest and income, creative ideas, houses and lands. Say, thank you, Lord, for meeting all my financial needs, that I have more than enough to give into the kingdom of God and promote the gospel.
of Jesus Christ. Amen. We believe it. So we're going to go ahead and give. They'll pass the buckets. And our worship team are going to sing one more song. I want to make just two quick announcements. The one is that we have a November food drive. We're blessing families that are in need. So please make a note to bring add to your grocery list and bring in some non-perishable items that we can collect during the month of November to bless some people. And then also we are having a potluck next Sunday right after church. And I want to ask you if you'll just go ahead and put sign up in the lobby. Let us know what you'll bring. We have some fantastic cooks in this church, men and women, right? And if you want to buy it, go ahead and buy it. But we need main sides, desserts, whatever you want to eat, bring it. And we're going to share after service next Sunday. After service, yes. That's what I said. I'm not going to say it again. Just because you weren't listening, everybody else was listening. You heard me, right? Praise God. And we have prayer this week. Yes? Prayer this week, right? Thursday night.
You're worthy of it all. Let's worship together before we leave this place.
We're worthy.
Yeah. Far from.
For from you are all things.
And to you are all
and
things.
And to you are all things.
You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory.
Yeah, you're worthy.
You're worthy of it all.
You're worthy.
You're worthy of it all.
From
you are all things.
To you are.
And to you are all things.
You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory.
From the bottom of your hearts and the depth of your soul, cry out, you're worthy of it all. Yes, you are, God.
You're worthy of it all.
For from you are.
For from you are all things.
And to you are all
and
things.
And to you are all
yeah,
things.
Yeah, you deserve.
You deserve the glory.
Sing, I exalt.
I exalt thee.
Your holy name,
I exalt thee,
yeah, Lord.
I exalt thee,
oh Lord,
oh
Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We give you glory.
We will see you next week.
Hallelujah.